وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human beings, and we said that there are different dimensions of the human being, and we mentioned so many of them. The human beings themselves, they have positive traits and they have negative traits. And also, we need to understand these traits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in many verses, He talks about the traits of human beings. And He tells us that human beings have positive traits and they have negative traits. So let us look at the negative traits in human beings. One of the traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and He mentions it a few times, is the fact that we act in a hurry. So Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرَّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرَ مَنُوعًا. That human beings are always in a hurry. When bad falls onto him, he starts to complain. When good comes to him, he never gives back. So we're always in this state. So we are constantly, when it comes to us reacting, we react very quickly. And we have the fear of not being harmed and trying to avoid things when it comes to ourselves, when it comes to bad. And when it comes to giving, we don't give, but we love to take. Well, that's a very classic. So human beings, we have this thing to us that we don't seem to pause and think. Sometimes we become very irrational, and rationality just flies the door. And only a small amount of people are the ones who always think and contemplate before they act. Sometimes a person might say a word to me or do an act to me, or even sometimes a gesture with their hands or their faces, and automatically I get angry, I get furious, and I become, you know, a different human being. And sometimes if you even look at the history of mankind, most of these wars that we've been through, most of the bloodshed that was caused throughout history, is due to some hasty decisions made by people who became very angry or reacted very quickly. And even if we talk about, for example, World War One, you can see it started with a person, you know, getting angry and just acting hastily. We act hastily as human beings. So in order for us to maintain this kind of peace with one another and with our fellow human beings, we have to give them sometimes the benefit of the doubt. When to be calm, when to think it over, we need to. Sometimes what happens is it's not even worth mentioning, not even worth talking about, not worth getting angry over. So Allah says human beings, they have this thing where they all always haste. They jump to conclusion. They react very fast. In good, they always hold back and they don't, you know, they try not to do anything good. When it comes to bad, they're always complaining. They're always, you know. So this is a trait that is found with human beings. Sometimes it's not found even with animals. Sometimes animals more, they have more tolerance than a lot of human beings. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gives examples of these animals in the Quran. Now let us take a short break and then we will continue this episode.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the negative traits of human beings. And the bad negative traits of a human being is that despair. We are very quick to give up. We very quick despair. We very quick try to, you know, lose hope in everything. We're not very optimistic, not at all. And this is like, I know there are a lot of people who are, but the majority of human beings, they kind of go towards the negative aspects. So human beings, for example, when their situation is good and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, giving them whatever they want, they're absolutely happy. They got nothing to complain about. They're over the moon. But once they start to feel the hardship and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to give them less of things, that's when their true nature shows up. And a lot of people in these times, they give up. Most people who complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who even come to a stage where they deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is because they fell in that despair moment where they said, okay, if I'm going through this, then obviously there's no such a thing as a God, a creator, or anything in that realm. And being in the state of despair is extremely dangerous, not only for the person himself, obviously, because, you know, the result of it is hellfire, but those who despair in the mercy and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in the hope of change and things like that, what happens is they say, okay, there's nothing out there, there's no God, there's no one, so I'm going to go on a crime rampage. I can go do whatever I want. And also a lot of the crimes that are committed right now or in the history by people who lost hope in everything. And they found no reason to, I don't know, even live. So they took it on their hands to create murders, kill people, commit crimes. So being in the despair state, it's not a very healthy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرُحُوا بِهَا. When we send them blessings and mercy, they become very happy. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةً. And when a calamity or problem falls into them, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Obviously, because whatever happened to them is because of their own hand. إِذْهُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ. They completely give up. They complete despair. The market goes bankrupt and these people just lose everything. And then you can see their true nature. When the stocks go down, those who have money in stocks, you'll see them just losing hope in life altogether. Some even commit suicide. And the examples of that is a lot. So Allah says this is how human beings, one of their negative traits is the fact that they give up very quickly. But does that mean that we don't have the capacity to do that? No, obviously not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the yin and the yang in the human being, if we can say that, the good and the bad. Alhamha fujuraha wa taqwaha. He made it, he inspired the good and the bad in it. The choice is us, is ours to make. So we can make the good choice. We can make the choice to be hopeful all the time, even in difficulties. Or we can despair in times of calamities. The choice is completely ours. We leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.